This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is responding to Iran's shooting down of a U.S. drone, saying that it could have been an accident. We get details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The Air Force's top Mideast commander says it was an unprovoked attack on a drone flying in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz.
An attempt to disrupt our ability to monitor the area.
But minutes after Lieutenant General Joseph Guastella spoke, the president suggested the attack was unintentional.
I would imagine it was a general or somebody that made a mistake in shooting that drone down.
Retired Army Colonel David Maxwell says that's possible.
Mistakes happen,
albeit with consequences. Asked about a U.S. response, the president repeatedly said, "You'll find out." Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, the top Democrat in the U.S. Senate, Charles Schumer of New York, says he's worried that the Trump administration might bumble into a war with Iran, even though it says it does not want one. Speaking after being briefed at the White House, Schumer said situations like the one with Tehran have a way of getting out of hand.
I told the president that these conflicts have a way of escalating. The president may not intend to go to war here, but we're worried that he and the administration may bumble into a war.
Schumer said that congressional approval would be required for financing any conflict. He said one of the best ways to avoid getting into a war that nobody wants is for Congress to have what he called a robust, open debate and a real say in the decision. In Schumer's words, we learned that lesson in the run-up to Iraq. An update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow gained 0.94%. The S&P added 0.95%. The NASDAQ was up 0.8%. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump predicted Thursday that Congress will eventually approve a new trade agreement.